Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Lord's church at Ephesus had many commendable qualities. The Lord told them, "I know your works and your labor and your patience, and how you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tried those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them to be liars. And you have borne, and you have patience, and for my name's sake you have labored and have not fainted." Revelation 2, 2 and 3. In these two verses, Christ used the word labor two times, one time as a noun and the other as a verb. He said, "I know your labor, and you have labored." Our topic today is labor in the Lord's vineyard. Paul strongly opposed the spirit of competition among Christians in general, and among gospel preachers in particular. He told the Corinthians, "Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor." 1 Corinthians 3:8. Planting and watering are both called labor. We need to examine very carefully the meaning of the word labor and determine how it is used in the New Testament. Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words says the word primarily denotes a striking, beating, then toil resulting in weariness, laborious toil, trouble. Volume 2, page 303. A few examples of the word will help us to better understand what is involved in a Christian's labor. "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." 1 Corinthians 15:58. Paul used the word labor in describing his devotion to the Thessalonian Christians. "For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God." 1 Thessalonians 2:9. The word translated laboring is the Greek word for working. The English Standard Version renders the Greek, "We work night and day." The expression "working night and day" gives insight into the meaning of the Greek word translated labor. The Greek verb translated labor, kapiao, appears 23 times in the New Testament. It is translated toil and being wearied as well as labor. Luke writes concerning Peter's fishing all night and not having any success. And Simon said to Jesus, "Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net." Luke 5:5. The word toil in this verse is the word I'm discussing with you. The word is rendered being wearied in the following verse. Jesus was traveling through Samaria. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. John 4:6. The uses of the word labor should tell us what God expects of his children. Just going to worship services on the Lord's Day is not laboring to the point of exhaustion. And yet many people who call themselves Christians think they have labored when they do nothing more than worship on the Lord's Day. How could we do less and still call ourselves Christians? Paul told the Corinthians that we are always to abound in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. The word abound means to go above and beyond the call of duty, to do more than is expected of us. The word is translated exceed. Matthew 5:20. I close today with these words from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God our Father, knowing, brethren, your election of God." 1 Thessalonians 1:2-4. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.